Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
He did slowly loosen the reins. You and your mom got to go to the marketplace on your own. You said you don't believe in coincidences, only miracles. I want you to talk about that first miracle that your mama encountered when she was looking for a payphone, one of those days when you and her were out on your own.
So that day I wasn't actually with her, but there was a special coin needed for the payphone, and she was going into the shops begging for this coin. And one of the shop owners recognized her accent and said, "Oh, you're American. Come use my phone." And she called the embassy. We had escaped from the house once before and made it to the Swiss embassy because there was no American embassy there at the time. And found out that we were both considered in Iran to be only Iranian citizens. And there was nothing anyone could do to help us. No government agency could help us because we were Iranian citizens. So she called the embassy from the shopkeeper's phone, and he listened to the conversation and then said he wanted to help her. And he said, "You're in trouble and I want to help. So come back when you can and I'll see what I can do." And so he started this grassroots network of people who were trying to help us because they didn't want me to grow up thinking that all Iranians are like my father's family. And it was a very lengthy and dangerous process. Even for them, they risked their lives. If they had been caught, they could have been executed. Their families could have been imprisoned or executed. But even in an environment like that where it seems like there's no one you can trust, everyone is against you, even then God can provide, and that's exactly what he did for us.
Did your mom have a hard time trusting him, or did she kind of have an inner sense that this particular man was trustworthy?
She talks about that now, that it just amazes her that she did trust him. I think it didn't occur to her not to trust him.
Wow.
he said he wanted to help, and she needed help. But that was clearly the hand of God there.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.